last night at the Lake Area Chamber annual dinner. We were sitting there at our table, and we got to talking, I don't know, about a lot of different things. And one of the things that came up was driverless cars. And I mentioned, I said, I would love, that's one of the things I want to do. It's kind of on my, I guess you could call it my bucket list, I don't know. But I want to ride in a driverless car. I'd love, and somebody said, oh, I don't know, that sounds dangerous. I said, no, you know what? Honestly, I trust a driverless car more than I do a human driver, okay? All the care and attention they've put into these things, I think you're far safer there than you are with a human being. I mean, a driverless car can't get distracted. It's not trying to, you know, play something on its phone or whatever. It's just driving. It's doing what it's supposed to do, drive. And then I read this morning. After all that, I read that apparently even with self-driving cars, there could be such a thing as road rage. Well, why would there be? Well, not with the driverless car, but from others. Rogue drivers might be excited about quote-unquote bullying even self-driving vehicles. The study says some participants feel self-driving cars will even be easier to mess with. Really? If you're targeting self-driving cars, I think there are some deeper issues. Seek help, all right? But I'd still rather ride in a driverless vehicle. I really would. So one of these days, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to take you with me, all right? We will go on there via Facebook Live or something.